Hello everyone, this is the 9th English podcast of the KBS Kyoto project team, podcasting from Karasuma Kamichojamachi on this, the 9th of December. This coming Sunday, the 13th of December, is Koto Hajime no Hi in Japan. Koto Hajime Day is a day where people all over Japan prepare for the upcoming New Year events. It is also the day that Maiko's young Japanese dancing girls from the Gion area of Kyoto traditionally go to visit their teachers in order to pay their respects and show their appreciation for the year. If you happen to be walking around the Gion area this Sunday morning, you might have the chance to see some Maiko girls wearing beautiful kimonos. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. On the 13th of December, the Kitano Tenmangu Shrine will begin selling traditional New Year's decorations called Ofuku Ume. Kitano Tenmangu, a Shinto shrine, is famous for its ume flowers. Japanese plums become Ofuku Ume when they are picked during the hottest days of August and spread on straw mats to dry in the summer sun. Ofuku Ume are considered to be good luck talismans and are offered for sale to shrine visitors in December. On New Year's morning, the ume are placed in boiling hot water, and the drink, which is said to prevent illness and disaster in the year ahead, is consumed. This tradition began in the year 951 during the reign of Murakami Emperor. Ofuku ume, which are sold for 500 yen per pack, are so popular that they may be sold out by mid-December, so get there early if you are interested in getting some ofuku ume. On December 13th and 14th, the Kyoto Cuisine Exhibition will be held in the Kyoto City Industrial Hall, Miyako Messe, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Kyoto Cuisine Association displays a wide range of traditional Kyoto cuisine prepared by famous Japanese restaurants. During the exhibition, a unique ritual related to the making of special cuisine for the imperial family will be performed. Many people go there just to take pictures of the food. However, if you are interested in sampling first-class restaurant cuisine, some food will be available for purchase. The entrance fee is 800 yen per adult, 600 yen for an advance ticket, and 500 yen per student. To get to the exhibition, take Kyoto City Bus number 5 or number 100 and get off at the Kyoto Kaikan Bijutsukan Mae bus stop. December 14th marks the anniversary of the day that 47 Ronin raided Kira's mansion. The 47 Ronin were also known as the 47 Samurai, and their revenge, which took place at the start of the 18th century, is also called the Akko Vendetta, or the Genroku Akko Incident. Their story tells of a group of samurai who were left leaderless after their feudal lord was forced to commit ritual suicide for assaulting a court official named Kira Yoshida. The Ronin avenged their master's honor by killing Kira after planning and waiting patiently for more than a year. In turn, the Ronin were themselves forced to commit ritual suicide. With little embellishment, this true story has been popularized in Japanese culture as being emblematic of the loyalty, sacrifice, persistence, and honor that all good people should preserve in their daily lives. To this day, dramas and plays draw upon the Ronin episodes time and time again. Wooden statues of the 47 Ronin are on display in the Hojuji Temple, and a Buddhist memorial service in their honor will be held starting at 11 a.m. on December 14th. The 47 Akko Roshi samurai are said to have eaten raid soba before they attacked. That is why raid soba, along with ritualized forms of tea, will be made and served by Maikos from 11:30 a.m. If you would like to partake of the soba and tea, additional payment will be required. To get to the temple, take city bus number 206 and get off at Hakubutsukan Museum and Sanju Sangendo. Sunday magazine DNA, a special exhibition, will be held at the Kyoto International Manga Museum until December 20th. Sunday and Shonen, two weekly manga magazines, were first issued 50 years ago. In fierce business competition, these two rival magazines produced a great number of masterpieces, and their success paved the way for many more manga magazines. Manga heroes and heroines from both magazines will be gathered together in one place during the exhibition, so we hope you will stop by and enjoy soaking in the Japanese manga culture. That is all for this week's headlines. And now, upcoming events in January. In January, Coming of Age celebrations will take place throughout Japan. The ceremonies are attended by 19-year-olds who will turn 20 during the year. 20 is considered to be the starting age of adulthood in Japan. You might see a lot of girls wearing fascinatingly elegant clothing on this day because the celebrants usually wear kimonos. Girls who are not yet married wear long-sleeved kimonos called furisode. These kimonos are thought to be some of the most beautiful kimonos. The entire city of Kyoto will look like a museum as young women show off kimonos made with great technical skill, elaborate embroidery work and design, beautiful traditional coloring, and gorgeous obi. Recently, kimonos are also becoming popular among the young men who attend the ceremonies. So please enjoy the beautiful kimono scenery that will be on display throughout Kyoto on January 11th. The original ceremony was celebrated on January 15th, known as Genpuku. This is when the child of Bushi, a samurai, became an adult. However, starting in the year 2000, the Japanese government began a policy of combining national holiday with weekends so people could have longer holidays. This is why Coming of Age Day is now celebrated on the second Monday of January and has become a three-day weekend. Even though people are glad to have longer days, some tend to forget the origin of the day they are celebrating. We hope that the origins of traditional events, such as Coming of Age Day, will be passed on to future generations. This is all for this week's headlines. This has been Marianne Kumagai for Koshin Universal Campus English School. Thank you for listening.
Excuse me, where's Kyoto Station?
Yeah.
Do you know how to get there?
Okay, walk down this street for about 10 minutes. When you get to the corner, turn left. You will see the big station building in front of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
どこでそんな英語を習ったの？
こんな子供に育てたいなら、教心ユニバーサルキャンパスへ。